song fits so well with what the Lord is about to say to us. It even the wording is so powerful. It's a new song to me. Y'all sung it last Sunday, too? Didn't y'all sing that last Sunday? No. It's a new song. It's powerful. And it relates to, I don't want to say a season we're in, but I would say a promotion. We're in a promoted position. I've seen some things that need to be seen. Are y'all listening?
Yes, sir.
So you're going to have to pay attention. You cannot be here religiously this morning. You have to put your spirit in gear. Because revelation is about to hit the house. It will reveal to you who you are and expose the enemy. It's so powerful. In my prayer time, come on, daughter, in my prayer time and study, all right, I receive. Put the $100 bill. In my prayer time and study, I saw, after 52 years, another aspect of God. Your old life is about to be damaged. Let me say it another way. Maybe you didn't hear it.
That was good.
Promotion is on the floor. Right under you. Floor. I'm talking about the floor. Right under you, promotion. The only qualification is, I know most of y'all are Christian, is how you're going to hear this morning. If you traditionally listen, you will be left behind. I want to warn you. Some things will be said this morning that are going to shift your life into another gear. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
I said some things going to be said this morning that are going to shift your life into another gear. You will not leave here the same unless you don't listen. Then we got somebody to help us listen. What do you call him?
Holy Ghost.
He's here, isn't he?
Yeah.
And one thing he can put out and one thing he could hear is revelation or the voice of God. You will hear the voice of God so clearly this morning, it would be like seeing him. I know because I've been studying for a long time. I know when God is taking us somewhere that is not known, is fresh, is new, is anointed, is life changeable. Regular. That word, you can take it out of your vocabulary. You got a dictionary to how to tear it out. Regular. See, regular do not supposed to stay in position when revelation comes. Regular living is over wherever revelation hit.
Yes.
When God reveals himself in any area, regular has to leave.
Yes.
So you're here for a reason this morning. You online? You're here for a reason this morning. The real plan for the church or the believer will start unfolding at a new dimension and a new degree this morning. Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
Father, we thank you that all ears are open to hear spiritually. Understanding will come and wisdom will come. We thank you so much. We give you all the glory and all the praise. We're not asking you to be here. We know you're here. And that you want to walk through this church and touch different people in different ways to enhance and advance their lives. Online, you're with them across the country. We thank you, you omnipotent God, you honor present. And we praise you and we give you all honor in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Listen real carefully. Mystery, revelation, and manifestation. Mystery, revelation, and mystery connection. Mystery, revelation, and manifestation comes to the body of Christ. Mystery, revelation, and manifestation cometh to the body of Christ. There's some words I want you to put down for. You can open them to Matthew 13. Let me give you a definition for mystery. Or let me give you where you're changing over from. Then I'll give you a definition of mystery. The body of Christ, basically at large, has been living on history, scripture history. And there's a lot of voices we know, great quote, but benefits has not been released as God desires for his benefit to be released on earth to you, for you, and through you. To you, for you, and through you. Remember the through you part, because once you get enough revelation manifested in your life, you can't keep it to yourself. You got to share it. When people get around you, you're different because you're seen on another level. You're seen on another plane. So we need the Holy Spirit to help us to eat and digest this morning the thing that God wants to say to us. So when you talk about mystery, you're talking about secret will. There's some secrets that God is going to reveal to you. Secret counsel, which govern God in dealing with the righteous, which are hidden from the ungodly. So that there's some things you're going to know the government don't know.
Yes.
Wow. There are things, oh, hallelujah, that listen very carefully, things you about to know that the computer can't catch it. We about to shut down YouTube this morning. Because revelation, oh my goodness. I'm telling you, and how many problems will be shut down this morning?
Yes.
Oh Lord, you can't count them. Gonna be shut down. Things that you might have been dealing with for years will be shut down by revelation in the mysteries of God. God's secret will, secret counsel which govern God is dealing with the righteous, which are hidden from the ungodly and wicked men, but plan to the godly. Here's some words I want you to write down before we read the scripture. Sin. I'm not talking about normal. Sin Seeing in the realm of the spirit. Seeing in the thoughts of God. Whoa. Looking, being able to look in the thoughts of God, how God is thinking.
Yes, sir.
Situation come up, it's no longer how you think about it.
Right.
It's how he think about it.
Yes, sir.
Seeing, hearing, understanding, doing, manifesting, demonstrating, I'm going to go back over it, and giving glory to God. Every time you have to deal with something, this is what's going to transpire in your life from this day forward. You're going to be able to see different, seeing the answer, seeing the solution.
Yes, sir.
Hearing. We're not talking about normal, like you just hearing me. You got to hear in the spirit. Hearing, then seeing. Mm-hmm. How about understanding? Doing. Then see, because you can't do it till you go through those different levels. And then manifestation, demonstration, and glorification come. It will, your life will glorify God.
Right.
By the manifestation you permit him to put in the earth realm through you. Now you hear, I want to tell you right now, God is ready to manifest. And we know if it take a miracle, God can make it happen. Listen very carefully. Most Christian and ministers are suffering from mystery deficiency.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
It's the revelation of mystery that puts you at the head of the crowd.
Yes.
Not history. See, you can know John 3:16. And you're supposed to know it. But then, in knowing John 3:16, I'm just using that verse, God so loved the world, you know how to go in that verse and see things beyond the normal.
Yes, sir.
I mean, historically, you can quote John 3:16, but you can't live it by quoting it. It has to be a part of you, all right? Give me a little time.
Yes, sir.
Most Christian and ministers are suffering, and most of us, from mystery deficiency. The whole world system has no way to tap into the mysteries of God. The whole world system. Yes, sir. Telling you, you're in a new category. The whole world's $100. The whole world system. What we're about to talk this morning, this is not worldly talk. You cannot, when we read in Matthew 13, Jesus is going to show some stuff. The world can't tap into this. So that means, hallelujah. That means you're supposed to be different.
Yes, sir.
You don't supposed to live on the same level,
yes,
right,
that the world lives in. You don't supposed to have the same worries.
Uh-huh.
When they come online and say something coming, you don't supposed to think the same way.
Yes, sir.
In other words, you're supposed to be more powerful than a worldly person.
Yes, sir.
And you're supposed to be more powerful than a Christian that don't have no revelation. I don't know what it's going to mean to you, but it means a whole lot to me. Your regular fighting days are over. It would be unfair to attack you. That's how he designed it. But by not flowing in the fullness of the grace and wisdom and revelation and understanding, we walk down the street just like the rest of them. But when we get on the street, it's supposed to be different.
Yes, sir.
Because you own it.
Yes, sir.
Miracles,
yes, sir,
walks with you.
Yes.
The supernatural,
uh-huh,
is with you. You're not just a church member. You sons and daughters of God. Oh my God. Come on. Let's read. The scripture gonna now hit us now. The scripture really gonna hit us. And we'll get a lot of revelation out of it. Matthew 13, verse 9. Lord have mercy. I see all of y'all got ears. I don't see nobody in the cut off ears at me. All y'all got ears. We're talking a little deeper than here. This can get you in trouble in the spirit if you don't know how to really hear. We're talking about your inner ear, not your outer ear. You hear my voice, but what you going to get out of what I'm going to say? That's what I heard. In about 20 minutes, the Holy Ghost is going to stir up your new part.
Yes, sir.
I'll get you. I'll talk to you some more. In about 20 minutes, you're going to see some new provision.
Yes, sir.
I'll say it another way then. About 20 minutes from now, you're going to experience a new presence.
Yes.
In about 20 minutes, a lot of stuff gonna drop off you. Because you're about to see into the mystery world. We're gonna put you in a new category by the Holy Ghost. Are you listening to me? A new. It don't take God long, you know.
No, it doesn't.
Some things got to be removed. There's some weight you carry. God got to get it off you so you can walk right now. There are some scales over your eyes that got to be removed. And the Holy Spirit can remove it. He can do it today. You could leave your seeing brighter in all your life. Seeing you could look at your problem, see it bright. Now look what Jesus said here. You maybe see. Look what Jesus said here in the ninth verse. You read. You're talking a parable about the seed. God don't stop at 100-fold.
Right.
100-fold is sort of a worldly measure, and so he uses it for you to see it in this text, but he's not a 100-fold God. He's an overflow God. His fold can't be measured. In the night voice, after telling them this marvelous revelation of how the kingdom works, this is subject. Who has ears to hear? Let him hear. Now, what is that suggestion to you? Some have ears but can't hear this. They can hear sound, but this is coming in the level of heaven, the level of God. So you're going to have to hear it in the spirit. Somebody don't have it. He said, he who have ears to hear, let him hear. In other words, those who don't have ears to hear, they won't hear. Some may not be listening. And the disciples came and said to him, why speak thou to them in parables? Now listen at verse 11. Listen at verse 11. He answered and said unto them, because it is given you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not given. You're special. You have to listen beyond that first answer you get.
Yes, sir.
Because a lot of times the enemy try to give you an answer. The system try to give you an answer. And that person you're talking to don't know what they're talking about. That person keep calling you, saying the same thing. They don't know what they're talking about. Just hang up and go sit in your chair and listen for God. No one under the sound of my voice will live in bondage another day. The spirit of freedom will wrap around everyone that's under the sound of my voice right now. Deliverance is about to flow like rivers. Joy don't come in the morning. Joy right now. Because you're about to unfold the mysteries of your life. The mysterious blessing that God has for you. This world system telling you can't have it. You can't go there. I'll get your attention. Wait a minute, I'm going to get your attention right now. Mysteries is more powerful than money. Oh, shut up, man. Oh, shut up. Mysteries is more powerful than money. Mystery control money. Money can't control mystery. So that means all your money problem over. Oh, Lord. Are you hearing me? He that has ears to hear.
Yes, sir.
Notice what he said in verse 11. You a Christian, right?
Yes.
Notice what he also said to them, because it is given you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it's not given. Now what happened? Look what happened in verse 12. Look what about to happen in verse 12. For whosoever has what? Ears to hear. Eyes to see. Hearts to understand. Faith to walk in. Every one of you, I hear, Lord. Listen to this. Every one of you on the sound of my voice that is a child of God, you are designed to be a mystery manifester. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. I just heard the Holy Ghost say that. A mystery manifester. In other words, you're supposed to live so good that you're a mystery to the people down the street. I mean, God always had that plan for his children.
Yes, sir.
All that boy got to do when he walk in the place, he didn't want them boys there. Leroy Thompson Sr., that's my daddy. All the doors come open.
Yes, sir.
In the natural.
Yes, sir.
That's your daddy? Come on in. We was closed. So if you think a little finite situation like mine, what do you think about your father? Here's what I'm told to tell you. I got to read some more. But here's what the Lord told me to tell you. You're going to make a difference. Everybody associated with you going to change this morning. Your life will never be the same. Because the recaller going to come. The Holy Ghost. He going to recall some of these things I'm saying. He going to recall it and stir it up in you and show you 15 more things. That's why I'm happy. I'm not out here by myself. Got backup. And so he gonna talk to you through dreams and through vision. Now you want it? Look, sit down. Look in verse 12. You want this? I got to get some of these notes to give you. But oh, hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
I've said enough to cut up, you know.
Oh yeah.
I think we need to cut up a little bit right now. Cut up. Cut up a little bit. Cut up. If you heard anything, just cut up a little bit. I need you to cut up a little bit. If you heard anything. When you cut up like you're saying, Lord, thank you. Thank you. Lord, thank you that I'm here. Lord, thank you that I can hear it. Lord, thank you that I can understand it. Lord, thank you that I can apply it in my life. Lord, thank you my life will never be the same. Is not as bad as it looks. It's kind of what eyes you're looking out of. Hallelujah. Your mystery world is coming open this morning. Eyes have not seen. Ears have not heard. Your mystery world. You're going to see in the realm of the spirit. See like Jesus sees. See like the Holy Ghost sees. Listen to this. God said, I'm going to let you borrow my eyes. That's what I heard. God said, child, I'm going to let you borrow my eyes. So you can see things just like I see it. Your symptom watching days are over. Those symptoms are lying to you because the Bible says with Jesus the stripe, you are healed. Don't ask God to heal you. Thank God that you healed me. Sit down. I can't hardly read the scripture. Sit down. Wait. Now notice verse 13. Would y'all block the Holy Ghost up in here? Thank God. Say thank God for the Holy Ghost. Thank God for my holy answer.
Thank God for my holy life.
Just because you miss it 14 times doesn't mean you ain't holy. 14 times. Therefore I speak unto them in parable, verse 13, because they seen, see not. And hearing, they hear not. No, I didn't do that right, Lord. Go back there. Go, now I need to go back to this verse. I can't pass this up because it's one of my favorite. The 12th verse, whosoever has to him shall be given, and he shall have more abundance.
Right.
So would you think along this line, if you can't say it, I'm not going to let nothing be taken from me no more. The words here is, you are more powerful than the taker.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't want nobody this little weak church singing and crying and go home and get whipped. Well, you got to leave out of here like a soldier. My goodness. You got to have ears to hear, eyes to see. Verse 13, therefore speak out of them parable, because they seen, see not, hear and they hear not, neither do they understand. See those three things? And in them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah, which said, by hearing you shall hear and shall not understand, and seeing you shall see and shall not perceive. Talking about I've been in the church. Verse 15, for this people heart is waxed gross. My goodness. Their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes, they have closed. They said, anytime they should see with their eyes and hear with their ear and should understand with their heart, listen, and should be converted. And boy, listen to me. Yes, if you listen to three or four things that I'm saying, you're going to convert something this week.
Yes.
See, that's what it's designed. You come here, the 5-4 minutes of gift minister to you, and you go use it.
That's what's supposed to happen.
You go use it. Not just throw your Bible on a dresser now and go on about your business. Use it. It's something to change your life. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
I'm going to read verse 15 again, so we're going to make sure we don't get past this blockage. For this people's heart is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes they have closed. That any time they should see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and should understand with their heart, and should be converted, and I should heal them. But look at verse 16. I speak that on you this morning. But blessed are your eyes, for they see, hallelujah. And your ears, for they hear. For verily I say unto you that many prophets and righteous men have desired to see those things which you see, and have not seen them, and hear those things which you hear, and have not heard them. Jesus Christ. All right, get ready to take notes. Seeing, hearing, and walking in mystery revelation. Seeing, hearing, and walking in mystery revelation. He said to me, tell them you are the owners of divine mystery. Revelation opened the mysteries for the believers who have been trained how to listen in the spirit. You're not going to hear a mystery in the natural, but you train. Our job is to train you to hear in the spirit. It's going to sound different. See, God is not an ABC God. He might start y'all with a Z. By revelation. You understand what I'm saying? Are y'all listening?
Yes, sir.
Revelation opened the mysteries for believers who have been trained how to listen in the spirit. I'm going to give you these scriptures and I'm going to go to them. 1 Corinthians 4:1, Ephesians 3:3, Colossians 1:26. 1 Corinthians 4:1, Ephesians 3:3, Colossians 1:26. Now, you've been positioned to make demand on the mysteries of the kingdom. I'm going to say this. I know somebody going to get disturbed, but I'm going to say it because I'm a disturber. Seed understanding is a master key of the kingdom. S-E-E-D, seed understanding. Jesus was a seed. The word of God is a seed. He showed you how to sow money seeds. The kingdom is a seed kingdom. I told you this earlier, but I got in this note. Your whole lifestyle is about to be changed. You begin today to walk on mystery bridges with understanding. Ephesians 3:14-21, you talk about the prayer. Spiritual mysteries that the world can't see or hear. Turn to 1 Corinthians 2:9. Spiritual mysteries that the world can't see or hear. Otherwise, you're supposed to be seeing things and hearing things at a different level. Because you're a child of God. You follow what I'm saying? See, natural talk don't move you.
Right.
Supernatural talk move you.
Yes, sir.
Nobody has the last word in your life.
Glory to God.
But God. No situation has the last word in your life. But God. Any situation can be changed. Thank you, Holy Ghost.
Thank you, Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Praise God.
Understand, we're talking about mystery. We're talking about something you need revelation to talk with. You need revelation to hear it. It's God's secrets that you designed to hear. You could be standing with 15 other people. They don't hear nothing. But you say, I'll see y'all later. Because the bomb about to be dropped. Because you're walking in another area. God protects you. God show you things. God open things up to you. God reveal things to you. You follow what I'm saying? You're not a regular person.
Yeah.
Satan can't slip up on you.
Yeah.
Now, if y'all want to come go with me, come on, go with me.
Yeah.
But I'm gone.
Yeah.
Yeah. There are bridges going to fall, but they won't fall till you get off it. Look.
See how important you are.
Yes.
The church don't tell you that. You are important.
Yes.
To God, you're important to him.
Yes.
He wants you blessed.
Yes.
He wants you happy.
Yes, sir.
He wants you in victory.
Yes.
He'll set it up for you.
Yes.
See, my life is a setup.
I'm
going to let God have his way. You may be seated. But as it's written, eyes have not seen. See that? No ear heard, neither entered in the heart of man. The things which God had prepared for them that love him. Go to the next verse. Look at the 10th verse. But God has what? Think about mystery. Think about reveal.
Yep.
Mystery, reveal. But God had revealed them unto us. How? By his Spirit, for the Spirit searches all things. Woo, look at this. Yeah, the deep things of God. Stop shadow boxing in your life. Fighting these little fights. Walk through it. Build another ring. Spiritual mystery that the world can't see or hear.
Yes,
turn to Psalm 23:5. We'll make a statement on Psalm 23:5. The mystery is on your table, ready to be opened. Wherever Satan think he got you jammed at, wherever you think you're not going to miss it, go to the table. The mystery is sitting on your table waiting for you to open it. Nobody else can open it. You got to open it. He prepared a table in the presence of my enemy. So every time something come up, you got a table to go to. Don't go to the wrong table. Don't go to the crying table. Don't go to the world table. Go to God table. And sit there till you get an answer. Nothing my have at all. My cup run is over. I got somewhere to go. Here come the mystery of your health, the mystery of your wealth, the mysteries of your financial success, the mystery, now listen, don't get this last one, the mystery of your ministry. I ain't got no ministry. You lie.
Yes.
Everybody on the sound of my voice, you got a ministry.
Yes, right.
Come on.
You called by God.
Yes.
And he might want to use you any minute. You might be putting gas in your car, you might be grocery shopping, he might well use you any minute. But know you got a ministry. Mystery of your health, the mystery of your wealth. I want it all, God. So in Matthew 6:33, permitting the Holy Spirit to unfold kingdom mysteries to you on a daily basis. Well, how you do it? Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. All these things will be added. Now, this one has to be looked at with respect, but I think it'll put you in another position. Moving from scripture history to Holy Spirit reveal mystery.
Yeah.
In other words, historically, we read the Bible sometime and this person said this is the way it go, but we'll never hear what God say about it.
Yeah.
Moving from scripture history to Holy Spirit reveal mystery.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Now this is, you really. Most Christians are stuck in the history of scripture. Most Christians are stuck in the history of Scripture. What happened to Abraham?
Yeah.
What happened to Isaac? What happened to the three Hebrew boys? What happened to you? You follow what I'm saying? God showed you what he would do. But yet he hadn't done it for you. Your mystery life is realizing that the same thing that God did for them, he'll do it for me. I wrote down, I don't know who this is for. Why are you not hearing? You understand what I'm saying? Your victory is unfold. Mystery. Maybe I'll get your attention right now. Get ready for a new season of life. Isn't that sad? Where supernatural mystery will begin to open up your life to the plans I have for you.
Yes.
Jeremiah 29, verse 11, the Amplified Bible. I love it. If you're waiting on a hoop, you ain't getting none. I'm hooping right now. Hoop! No, when you leave here driving, I want you to know where you're going. Then I want you to know what to do when you get where you're going. Forgive people. Love people. Go on your way. 29:11. For I know the plans and thoughts that I have for you, says the Lord. I ain't planning for you to go through a whole lot of hell down here. My plans for peace and well-being and not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope. Good God Almighty, I want that. Huh? You're not going to get it unless you walk in revelation of the mysteries of God. Oh, my goodness, hallelujah. Hold in the mystery of faith, 1 Timothy 3:9. Quickly, turn there. 1 Timothy 3:9. I'm going to close in a minute. Hallelujah.
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 One more time, so I'm going to leave. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I don't know who this is for, but I'm going to say it. Get your joy back. No matter what you're going through, get your joy back. There's another step God got for you. You're about to make another step that's better than the last step. I say, get your joy back. Don't be sad all the time. Just sad. Sad and mad. Shut up. Get your joy back.
Yes.
Say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Glory.
Praise his holy name.
Praise.
For the Lord is good.
Lord is good.
And his mercy endures forever.
Mercy
I'm taking my joy back.
Joy.
Joy. In the morning.
Yeah.
Joy at noontime.
Joy.
Joy late at night.
Joy.
I take my joy back. Get on up your praises. Somebody need to take their joy back.
Yeah.
Somebody need to dance. Stop being so sad.
Yes.
The Lord is my shepherd.
Yes.
I shall not want. Stop being so sad. He making me to lie down in green pasture. Huh? He leads me beside the still water. If nobody else in here got something to dance about, I got something to dance about. Say it. Think about something good that happened to you.
Yeah.
Anything good ever happened to you?
Yeah.
God ever did anything for you? Ha, 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 ha. God ever did anything good for you?
Yeah.
Huh? God ever save you in a time of trouble?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
I see some of y'all not born again yet. Y'all still sitting down. I see y'all ain't born again. Everybody got something to shout for in here. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Just go ahead and say it. I'm going to enjoy myself. Everybody got a few problems swinging in them. I said, everybody in life got a few problems swinging at them. Notice I said swinging at them. Don't let what's swinging at you stop you. Hallelujah. There's hidden wisdom in mystery. Hidden wisdom. Gonna start coming out for you. Reveal insight in the will of God. Hmm. Not reviewed, but revealed. That's the thing to discover, to show, to make known. Mm-hmm. Something before, unknown, or concealed. Revelation mystery, divine secret, enlightenment. Hmm. Mm-hmm. Not the normal pattern of living, but letting God reveal his kingdom pattern of living. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Come on up here. When I tell y'all come, y'all get behind me. Have to have the music choke, ready to go. Sing. Go ahead and sing.